Up now, Flora Flickman is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Video pick of the week. What have you got for us today?
Well, we were just talking about illusions, a big illusion, mm-hmm. right? Well, it turns out that our eyes and our visual system do sort of more minor illusions all day long. So the video pick of the week this week is about what our eyes see and how that's different from what we perceive.
What we see being different from what we perceive.
Right.
A fine difference?
Well, see, let me give you an example.
Okay, good okay. idea.
So our eyes move over 100,000 times per day, these rapid eye movements. More than 3 times a second, we're moving our eyes around. In
wow.
fact, if you look at someone, if you look into the person's eyes next to you, for
<I'm>
example, you'll notice that their eyes are not staying still.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're moving your eyes all this time, but you notice that life is not so blurry.
It's not blurry. It's not like you see on TV when they pan the camera too quickly, right?
That's right. So our eyes are not working like a camera pan. We tune out that pan. So that's one sort of illusion that we do. But Martin Rolfe is interested in another question, which is, you know, how do you keep track of things in your eye when you're moving around so much?
Right. Right.
And so one thing that he knows is that when your eye stops moving, you refresh the image on the back of the eye. And in fact, there's some news you can use in here. Martin Rolfe has this news you can use about how to tell if you're dreaming or awake.
And that's actually how you can tell imagery from a real visual experience, because if you move your eyes, things change on the retina. If you move your eyes while you're imagining, while you're hallucinating, nothing changes. So if you want to know if you're dreaming or not, you should just move your eyes or your body.
So there, instead, forget the pinch test.
Do the retina test. And so your video pick of the week, we're going to see what.
So in this, we look at Rolfe's study where he tracks our eyeballs. He puts people in front of a high-speed camera, and he has this software that'll follow your eyeballs around. So that's kind of, first of all, kind of cool to see.
That's cool.
And what he finds is that our attention, our eyes move all the time, and it seems like our visual system is sort of prepared for this movement. Almost like our part of our brain knows where our eyes are going to move before they move.
It anticipates?
It anticipates the movement.
And so it moves the visual field in advance of where we think we're going to be going?
Right. I mean, if you hold your finger, your thumb in front of your eyes, and you move your eyes around, you notice that your thumb's going to change position in the visual field. This happens all the time. So to keep your attention on your thumb, your visual system prepares for that movement in a fraction of a second before the movement happens. So you start paying attention to where your thumb's going to be after the movement takes place, before the movement happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated.
but you show it very well. That's why we have visuals. If you go to our video pick of the week on our webpage at sciencefriday.com, you'll see Flora's video pick of the week where she shows exactly how your eye anticipates.
Yes, I threw in a lemur because I figured there needs to be some enticing thing to get people to watch this.
Get a critter in there whenever we
exactly.
can. Exactly. And so he studies this. This is what he does for a living. He studies how we look at things.
These rapid eye movements are kind of interesting. I asked if you could look into someone's eyes and tell where they're paying attention, and he said there are these micro saccades, these really tiny eye movements that are sort of correlated to attention. So if you're at a party, you're at a cocktail party, and you're trying to gauge the person's interest that you're talking to, you'd have to look very closely to tell whether they're interested. But if you see their eyes darting off all the time to the side, that's a pretty good indicator that it's not going well.
Yeah, especially if they're darting toward their watch.
Yeah.
All right, Flora. Thank you, Flora. The video pick of the week is up there at sciencefriday.com. It's on our website, and just click on the video on the left side. We'll also give you links on our webpage and on our Facebook page. You'll be able to link to the video. We have our Facebook page at Facebook/SciFry. We invite you to go there. That's about all the time for this hour. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wells, Alicia Bayak. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Sam Flato is our intern. And as I say, if you missed any part of our program, you want to see the video pick of the week, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. We have audio and the video. Our video picks of the week are also up there on as iTunes podcast. Or go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Take us along with you right in your pocket on our iPhone and Android apps, and you can continue all week long discussions on Twitter at SciFry and, as I say, on Facebook at / SciFry. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.